It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. We had a note in response to our December fundraising letter that went out to people who have donated in the past. Tyler commented, "It is with much regret that I will not be donating any money to NPR for the foreseeable future." He went on, "I cannot in good conscience give money to an organization that takes money from the natural gas industry. People are dying, and you are benefiting from it. It also makes me deeply doubt your ability to be impartial." This is a message that requires at least a brief reply. Just 3 points for Tyler. The sponsorship messages that listeners hear from America's Natural Gas are from donations made to NPR, not to WEKU. We derive no direct benefit from those funds. NPR assures us it does have strict guidelines that maintain a so-called firewall between donors and its journalism. And Tyler is not alone in his concerns. If you Google NPR and America's Natural Gas, you'll find numerous complaints or concerns about this sponsorship support. The ombudsman for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, by the way, wrote a long piece about it just last week. You'll find a link to it within this week's feedback post on WEKU.fm. Deborah messaged us by Facebook saying, "I have repeatedly tried to listen to WEKU on my Android and had never been able to listen to your station, even though I can listen to my two other favorite public radio stations. I also want to be a donor, but until I'm able to actually listen to you on my Android, I will not." Well, we wrote to Deborah giving our standard advice that for now she should check out the Eastern Kentucky University app or one of the third-party providers, such as TuneIn Radio or the Public Radio Player from PRX. Send us your feedback by email to weku@eku.edu or call 859-622-1657. Then tune in again next Monday for listener feedback on WEKU.